In the day's other news, the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia was arrested in last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Stuart Rhodes and 10 alleged members of his group are charged with seditious conspiracy. It is the most serious charge yet in connection with the January 6th assault. We'll get the details after the news summary. The top Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives is defending his refusal to cooperate with a congressional probe of January 6th. Investigators want to ask Kevin McCarthy about contacts with President Trump, former President Trump, before, during, and after that day. McCarthy said today that their discussion of January 6th itself would be of no help.
My conversation was very short, advising the president of what was happening here. There is nothing that I can provide the January 6th committee for legislation of their moving forward. There is nothing in that realm.
Also today, the committee subpoenaed social media giants Meta, Alphabet, Twitter, and Reddit. The focus is on how they help spread misinformation in the run-up to January 6th. The Republican National Committee is threatening to boycott presidential debates sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The RNC said today that it will bar its 2024 nominee from taking part unless the commission addresses GOP complaints of unfair treatment. In turn, the nonpartisan body defended its handling of the debates. President Biden and congressional Democrats opened a new push today for voting rights legislation, but made little headway. The House passed two bills aimed at blunting new laws in Republican-run states. Democrats say those laws will limit voting. Later, the president met with Democratic senators who still lacked the votes to pass their bills. He heatedly insisted they won't give up.
I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moving.
Democrats had vowed to change the Senate's filibuster rules to eliminate a 60-vote threshold for passing bills. But that effort also crumbled when Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema affirmed that she is opposed.
I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. In recent years, nearly every party line response to the problems we face in this body, every partisan action taken to protect a cherished value, has led us to more division.
Fellow Democrat Joe Manchin said that he, too, will oppose changing the filibuster. We'll return to this later in the program. In Germany, a court convicted a former Syrian secret police officer of crimes against humanity. Anwar Ruslan was given life in prison for the torture of more than 4,000 detainees in Syria before he sought asylum in Germany. Russia and China have blocked such cases from going to the International Criminal Court. Britain's Prince Andrew has been stripped of his military titles and royal public duties as a sexual abuse case moves forward in the U.S. Buckingham Palace announced the move today. It said that Andrew will act as a private citizen in facing charges that he abused a 17-year-old girl in 2001. Back in this country, Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, has again been denied parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom rejected Sirhan's bid today, saying that he has never accepted responsibility for his crime. Sirhan is now 77 years old. Thousands of inmates will begin transferring out of federal prisons this week and into home confinement or halfway houses. It is part of a criminal justice overhaul that former President Trump authorized in 2018. Inmates will earn time-off sentences for taking part in programs ranging from anger management to drug treatment. A major student loan collection firm, Navient, has settled charges that it misled students into running up more debt. The agreement with 39 states cancels debts of $1.7 billion. It affects more than 66,000 borrowers. In economic news, wholesale inflation rose just 0.2% in December after jumping a full point in November. And on Wall Street, tech stocks led the way lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 176 points to close at 36,113. The NASDAQ fell 381 points. That's 2.5%. The S&P 500 slipped 67. Still to come on the NewsHour, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock discusses the difficult path forward for voting rights. The latest on diplomatic talks between the U.S., NATO, and Russia regarding Ukraine. A filmmaking couple discusses their cinematic examination of immigration issues, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.